verses 16 through 20. Hear now God's word for us. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had commanded them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill us with your presence, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, as you can tell, today's confirmation theme is "Oh, the Places You'll Go" by Dr. Seuss. Look, we even have an "Oh, the Places You'll Go" Dr. Seuss graduation cap. It's a message about what the adventures that lie ahead for young people. And of course, Dr. Seuss puts everything in kind of a funny, lyrical, rhyming way. Well, our biblical theme for today is the Great Commission, and it is found on that banner at the very end that says, "I am with you always." And this is one of the most important and quoted passages of the Bible. It is, some say, the mission for the church. Wow, it's so important. I wish there was a way I could combine this important, vital message with the fun and lightheartedness of Dr. Seuss. No, a preacher requires a certain poise and dignity. But too bad for you, you're stuck with me. So let's listen to the gospel in a bit different way, and let's have some fun on this confirmation day. Oh, the places you'll go and the things that you'll do. Remembering always, Jesus said, "I am always with you." Look off into the distance, off far away. Over there is where you might journey someday. You have before you excitement galore, high school, adulthood, adventure, and more. Now, you may think life is something that you'll conquer alone. However, forever, remember, to God, you're well-loved and known. Oh, the dreams you can dream, because that's what dreamers do. And God loves your dreams, because God loves you. You make your cancer, sing opera, play for the Bears, train horses, teach children, whatever. God cares. Because God put that dream way deep in your heart. And living God's dream, that's a great place to start. So dream big, work hard, dream bigger, and then pray. Keep dreaming your dreams and get on your way. Where will you go as you grow older and older? Grays Lake, New York, L.A., or Boulder? Or maybe, you big dreamers, you will go all the way to Timbuktu. But sometimes all our grand plans, they fall through. And then with dashed dreams, what will you do? You will remember Jesus saying, "I am with you." Whether you're here or there or not quite there yet, Christ's comfort is something we can't ever forget. Now, even though it doesn't seem true for you today, there will be a time in the future, maybe not too far away, when you will be old, really wrinkly old, like 39. When life spins so fast you can't tell what's ahead from behind. But my confirmation friends, here's the bottom line. Things change. Sometimes for good, when life seems magical, and sometimes for bad, when life seems just passable. But grace doesn't change. Christ's love is with you steadily. Yes, it's the same today as it will be in 2070. So remember, when you've reached the end of your rope, whenever or wherever you are, in Christ, you have hope. Now, this is important. The trek isn't always smooth. You'll have many molehills and mountains to move. Sometimes your path will be all barnacly and bumpy, and all those lumps can make you really grumbly and grumpy, and you might sink in the icky, ooey, grossy grunk and all that gunky stuff that stinks like a skunk. But even in the skunky, Christ is with you. Understand? He may be holding his nose, but he's holding your hand. Jesus listens, Jesus loves, Jesus comforts, Jesus cares. And Jesus has this uber cool radar attuned to our prayers. Oh, yes, we make mistakes. We sometimes feel alone or sad. And often we say or do things that are really rather bad. But Jesus forgives us. And that forgiveness makes grace clearer. Mainly when it's hardest to forgive the one we see in the mirror. So don't put off that first step till the moment's just right. Put on your big kid shoes and tie them up tight. The time is now. The journey starts today. So buckle up good and get on your way. Oh, the places you'll go and the church we will be. And the great ways you'll serve in Christ's ministry. It boggles the mind. It bamboozles the brain. I mean, to worry about our future is seriously insane. Sure, you questioned. I don't know all the answers. Should I join right now? Well, those with all the answers, please stand on your head and moo like a cow. Look, no one, not anyone of us knows it all or gets it just right. So yet, despite all our fumbly bumbles, we try to keep God in our sight. We give food to the hungry, prayers for the lost, and we give of ourselves, and that's the really big cost. But we do it because somewhere deep down in our soul, we know without God in our lives, we could never be whole. So the more we give of ourselves, piece by piece, the more wholer we get. In fact, we increase. It's true sometimes that increase shows in our waist, but our biggest increase shows in our faith. And where there's faith, hope, joy, and love abound. Yep, churchy people are the ones I like being around. And I suspect I'm not the only one for whom that's true. And if you don't believe me, just ask all these folks around you. We'll all admit, in the ups, in the downs, in the stucks in between, our faith has strengthened us wherever we've been. And that truth will also guide you someday. So let's be the church and get on our way. Oh, the places you'll go and the decisions you'll make. Now, some of those rough ones, oh, they'll keep you awake. But don't let those big choices bring you down with despair. Take your concerns, every last one of them, to Jesus in prayer. Consider that Jesus laughed and loved, hurt and cried, and Jesus listens to you. So let Jesus be your guide. Now, of course, we know through our confirmation discussions, some major decisions have major repercussions. What's the Presbyterian principle that makes us unique, the one we're to draw upon before we get up and speak? Come on, you know it. Now stand up and recite. God alone is Lord of the conscience. That's right. That's right. You can sit down now. Thank you. That was very good. Very good. Yeah, don't be all,
believe like me. No ifs, ands, or buts. Because acting like that will make the folks around you feel nuts.
God alone is Lord of the conscience, so ponder and pray. Then make your tough choices and be on your way. Oh, the places you'll go and the challenges you'll face. Through it all, remember that you have been saved by God's grace. You can't make God unlove you or forget who you are. To think Christ ungraces you is like seriously bizarre. Whether you become a doctor, a teacher, a professional musician, a botanist, a preacher, an x-ray technician, a cheesemaker, a bottle washer, no matter what you do, nothing can be done to stop God from loving you. Because that's what God does. It's true. Now, I sound like a broken record, but just one more admonition. Live and serve by Jesus' words from this great commission. Go out and make disciples in every nation. And I know that task can cause us some frustration, but Jesus promised to be with each of us forever so we can fulfill this Christian mission together. Fears, doubts, and questions, they're all okay. Just face them head on and get on your way. So, whether you're 13 or 40 or 102, remember that Jesus said, I am always with you. Even if I have to say it again and again, the Lord is with you forever. Amen and amen.